Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 38, the verses 12 to 21. Job chapter 38, verse 12 to 21. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. What is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born. You have lived so many years. My theme for reflection is trusting God when life makes no sense. Trusting God when life makes no sense. Have you ever tried to solve a jigsaw puzzle only to realize you don't have the box with the picture on it? You sit there turning pieces this way and that, frustrated, thinking, how can I possibly figure this out? That feeling of confusion and smallness is a glimpse of what Job must have experienced when God finally spoke to him from the whirlwind. Job had been searching for answers to his pain and injustice. When God finally responds, it is not with explanations, but with more questions. Questions that reveal the vastness of God's wisdom and the limits of human understanding. Have you commanded the morning since your days began? Have you entered into the springs of the sea? Where is the dwelling of light? The questions come like waves, each one pressing Job and us to remember that we are not in charge. Theologian Karl Barth wrote, God is known in his hiddenness and hidden in his revelation. Even when we catch glimpses of God, much still remains a mystery. We are invited to know God, not control him. God's poetic language is beautiful and humbling. The morning light takes hold of the earth like skirts, and the depths of the sea remain unexplored by human steps. The realms of death, light, and darkness are beyond any map we could draw. Then comes the divine notch of sarcasm. Surely you knew, for you were born then, and the number of your days is great. God is reminding Job with both humor and authority just how limited our view really is. Importantly, this is not God belittling Job, but gently pulling him back from the dangerous edge of thinking he could understand the whole plan. Suffering had narrowed Job's world to painful questions. Why me? Why now? Why at all? But God shifts the focus from why to who. The same God who commands the dawn and sets the limits of the sea is the God Job can trust even in the dark. This speaks deeply into our modern world. We live with the illusion that everything should have a solution, that every mystery can be solved with a click or a search. Yet life inevitably brings questions that don't resolve so easily. Why this loss? Why this path? Why this suffering? As Daniel Simonson wisely said, a relationship of trust with God is more important than answers to our why. That relationship grows when we learn to lean on God, even when our questions remain. Ultimately, Jesus is the answer to the deepest cry behind Job's questioning. The one who laid the earth's foundations, entered our suffering, walked our roots, and tasted death for all. We may not receive explanations for everything we endure, but we are given Emmanuel, God with us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when life leaves me with questions, am I seeking explanations or deepening my trust in God? Number two, how might I grow in peace by surrendering my need for answers to God's care and wisdom? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 5 minutes for quiet prayer. As your concerns arise, release each one to God without demanding answers. Simply rest in the assurance that God holds you in His loving care. God of the morning light and the deepest seas, you are greater than my questions and closer than my breath. Teach me to trust you when I cannot understand. Quiet my anxious heart and remind me that in every mystery, you remain present and faithful. Thank you for Jesus, who assures me I am never alone. In His name I pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.